First of all, let me say that I am delighted to be back home at Harvard. I'm also somewhat petrified at the grandeur of the poetic chair I'm occupying, a chair which has over the years grown into something more like a throne, owing to the long list of eminent persons who have occupied it. It's a tough act to follow, but I am comforted by the sense of having come home again and happy to be realizing my old student fantasy of what it's like to be on the other side of the desk. Now that I am on this side of the desk, all I seem to be able to think about is how it felt to be on that side. It felt good, if you want to know the truth, those 30-odd years ago, mainly because I was very lucky in my masters, Piston and Merritt in music, Kittredge and Spencer in literature, Demos and Hocking in philosophy. But there was one master who bridged it all for me, through whom the sense of beauty, analytic method, and historical perspective all came together in one luminous revelation. And I would like to dedicate these six lectures to his memory. He was Professor David Prawl of the philosophy department, a brilliant scholar and a deeply sensitive aesthetician. It was in this now disdained and rather unfashionable field of aesthetics that I learned from him not only a great deal about the philosophy of beauty, but also the fact that David Prawl was himself an instance of the beauty he loved in mind, heart, and spirit. Those are terribly old-fashioned words in these days of behavioristic obsessiveness, and I hope you will pardon such ancient words as mind, heart, and spirit, especially since I believe in them as strongly now as I did then.